Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Peace, love, art, yoga. The four presented in an event coming up Saturday in Ruston. Joining me for more about the Play Festival is Courtney Thibault and Arely Castillo. Ladies, welcome to Lanyap.
Thank you. Hi.
Courtney, the festival was held for the first time last year. Tell us about that experience.
Well, last year the festival was a great success. We had 400 people come out and join us for a free day of yoga and music and art.
Give us a preview about some of the art that's going to be exhibited coming up this Saturday. I know that a lot of folks, in that north central Louisiana, they enjoy the art and some of the artists there.
There's going to be a lot of different artists there. There's going to be painters, jewelry makers, soap makers, wool and knit crafts. So, and then musicians, of course, as well.
From last year to this year, what's changed? What's been added to the schedule coming up Saturday?
It's very similar to last year, other than we've grown a lot. So we have 40-something classes and 41 vendors this year as opposed to 20 that we had last year. So we have more of everything.
And some of the craft vendors, what can we expect to see this weekend?
There's going to be soap and meditation benches and jewelry, clothes from all of the yoga studios and teachers, and Lululemon.
Candles.
And
we're very excited with Lululemon. I think that is a big name to have coming in here selling their yoga mats and their products.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a number one in the industry of yoga. So.
Yeah. Arely, as I understand, a special activity, a special dance coming up early in the afternoon. Tell us more about that.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have the dragon dance. It's going to be led by Courtney. And it's a beautiful yoga practice. It's like movement, yoga movements and breath. And so it's a very natural flow, and everybody can do it from an older person to a kid. And so it's just very relaxing and very fun. And you also get a good workout.
Well, how long does this dragon dance last?
The dragon dance is going to be, I'm hoping that it'll be a big group meditation, and it's going to take us 15 minutes to do the dance. And then afterwards, I'll tell you the story, kind of what the dragon dance represents and why we're doing it.
Yeah. Arely, how did you first become involved in yoga and some of the benefits that you've had in doing that?
I started doing yoga when I was pretty young. I started doing Kundalini yoga, which is more of an energy center, more meditation-like. Mm-hmm. And when I moved to Monroe, I started doing more like the Vinyasa yoga, so more like physical, more flow. And it has just made such a big difference in my body. I get stronger. And, it's really not about being flexible as much as knowing how to breathe and like listen to your body. And I can feel like so much better. And I actually had a right injury in my shoulder, in my right shoulder. Mm-hmm. And since I've been doing yoga, it's been healing every day because of this therapy that I practice every day. So it's very nice.
Yeah, Courtney, when we talk about yoga, and there are so many sessions that are going to be available coming up Saturday during the Play Festival. As far as exercises, modifications, I mean, it doesn't just have to be a person who's advanced in yoga that's going to be coming out and be able to participate, correct?
No, we really geared this for people that don't know much about yoga. Mm-hmm. So you can see all the different styles and types of classes that yoga has to offer. And these are not from teachers or classes that are far away. This is in our area. And yoga is accessible to everyone. You can practice it without doing any of the physical practices. So there will be Kundalini, that energetic practice. There will be power yoga if you want to get a workout. There'll be meditation and pranayama, breathing for those that don't want to do so much of the physical activity. There'll be healing practices, and there'll also be beginners and gentle practices. So it doesn't matter what level of yoga practitioner you are, or if you've never done yoga before, this will be a great time to start.
I know to kind of complement today, the live music as well as food that's going to be available.
There's going to be a lot of food. Fiesta Nutrition's going to be there. Taste of India's going to be there. There's going to be barbecue and lemonade, and Choice Brands will be there.
The purpose and the goals of having this festival in our area, why first set out to do that?
The purpose of the Play Festival was to do a community service activity, something our yoga teachers gave back to our community, and they were getting nothing in return. And our goal was to educate people on all the different styles and all the different ways you could practice yoga.
If you want to find out more about the event coming up Saturday, how could you do so?
You could go to yogaandpaddle.com. You can find it on Facebook at Peace Love Art Yoga, or you can call me, 318-548-7071.
The location and the time for the event coming up.
So the Play Festival will be in Ruston this year at the Yoga Barn, 3458 Highway 818, Ruston, Louisiana.
And gets underway about 9 o'clock this Saturday morning?
9 o'clock this Saturday morning.
Looking forward to the Play Festival. Courtney Thibault and Arela Castillo, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Landiap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.